Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Welcome back. Today we have with us Chris Jones. Chris is a story brand guide and founder of Red Door Designs. Mentored by story brand founder Donald Miller himself, and with over 20 years of experience and clients like Nike under her belt, she is extremely passionate about helping self-employed women get website copy that sells so they can multiply their revenue and focus on what they do best. So welcome, Chris. Tell us a little bit more about you. Oh, I'm excited about today's conversation.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to chatting with you. Yeah, so essentially, I live in Portland, Oregon, and I have been doing this work of marketing for 20 years now, which is kind of nutty to even think about. But I'm very passionate about it because I am incredibly inspired by creating freedom. And I love the freedom that being self-employed has created for my own life. And I want that for others who are interested in kind of dipping their toe in to entrepreneurship or, you know, being self-employed. I just think it's a beautiful path. And I love to support people in that journey. When I started working around 20 years ago, I really focused on brand and branding and design. And that eventually evolved into website design. And that was really my sole focus. But through the years, I recognized that branding and design don't work unless your messaging works. And so I really went on a mission to craft the code between what makes a story, what makes website copy work, how do you talk about your own business in a way that gets other people really excited to work with you. And what happened was I eventually became a story brand certified guide. And prior to that, though, I would have clients come to me wanting me to build them a website. And they would just pull their hair out trying to write their own copy. Like, it was truly torture. And it would disrupt the timeline of the project. It would cause them so much grief and pain. And I'm just over it. And like, I'm not willing to let my clients struggle like this anymore. So let's figure it out. And through, you know, learning about the book, building a story brand, and also just diving really, really deep into everything around how to tell a good story, I evolved my business into really focusing on not only helping entrepreneurs craft a clear message, to create a message that's really aligned with who they are, and to do it, to be able to do it in 2.5 hours flat. And this process doesn't leave anybody to do it on their own, which I think is the hardest part. We're just so close to our own selves and our own business. It's just really hard to talk about yourself. We're just too close to it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. And I was just thinking, you know, I actually just did a full relaunch on my website, and I had to encounter that. It was, you know, start writing about yourself. And you're like, how do you sum it up in like the three spaces that are available, you know, because a website is so limited. And, you know, it's kind of funny that you just mentioned it, because I literally just walked through this in the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I think it's so important to really take that step back, as you were saying, like, kind of, you know, how do we get to that point where we can kind of see, disconnect the personal from the professional side, so you can see it from a different vantage point? And I know that with story brand, that's what they do. Like, it's the work that's really extracting that story that's inside of you, right? And your message, your personal experience, or like what it is and how it tailors to that product or service that you offer. And so I'm curious to know, like, how to write, you know, compelling copy that sells in 2.5 hours flat. Tell me more about that, because like, I was about ready to rip my hair.
There's nothing worse than just staring at a blank screen going, what? I can't find the right words.
Exactly.
I want to start by just sharing and letting your audience specific around how hard it is to write for yourself and why that is. So this is something I call the bottle effect. And essentially when we are our own business, it's like we're inside of a bottle trying to read a label that can only be read from the outside of the bottle. So I think a lot of us are like, well, if I just persevere, I keep trying, or I push my way through, and it's like, it feels impossible because it is impossible to put yourself outside of the bottle. And it's very hard to read that label clearly from inside the bottle. So that's really the first thing that we all deal with as business owners. And then the second one is the curse of knowledge. So if you've been in your industry for any amount of years, you are an expert at it, and you've really forgotten what it's like to not know what you know. And so you start communicating with people in a way that they, as if they understand kind of the nuance of your industry, and yet someone new to you doesn't know that yet. And so it's really hard to write in a way that's full and clear. And these two things are both going on at the same time, which is why we want to pull our hair out when we write our own copy. And so StoryBrand's amazing. I highly recommend everybody get the book. Everybody should read it. If you know, you're really wanting to delve deep into story and what creates the story. But reading the book doesn't really solve that problem of being inside the bottle and needing somebody to be outside. And the struggle that I have observed over many, many, many years is that, number one, people try to write their own copy and it's just torture. And then number two, they muster up enough money, and sometimes a lot of money, sometimes it's like $10,000 for a web page. And they hire a copywriter to write it for them. And that copywriter goes off and writes in their silo. They're doing their best job, but their voice is not your voice. So when you get the copy back, it just feels off. You know, it just doesn't feel like your voice. It just isn't, it doesn't integrate with the nuances of your industry. And so when you already don't have enough time, it ends up taking more time than if you were to write it yourself, because back and forth and the revisions. And so it's just a giant trickle that we all get in when we're trying to create our own website. And really the way out of that situation is through collaborative copywriting. And that is the offer. That's pretty much the main offer that I do with my clients. And it happens in 2 hours, two and a half hours flat, because I know how to ask the right questions that are going to extract the right information out. And then we really do it collaboratively. So then you're not, you know every step of the way that it's really aligned with your voice. And yet you've got an expert with you by your side to make sure that the strategy is there and to help you, to help kind of get rid of all the noise and keep only what's essential for your story.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's so helpful what you just said, you know, having that collaborative effort. And for personal experience, I'm being on both sides. It's like, you know, I'm in that bottle and I'm also trying to write it, which I know is a big, you know, big old mess. And then also taking that time intentionally to step out. And even if it's not as personally close to me, but yet it's an extension off of me, or, you know, something that's still related or associated with me, we still don't have that clarity that it would be if you had somebody who is skilled in that department to really extract that, as you said. And then on the other side of the coin is kind of that aspect where if you shared with, you know, whoever's writing your copy along the lines of what you're looking for, sometimes they take that as a matter of fact, here it is, those were the 5 points. And sometimes they don't really polish it. So like you said, it feels off, like it's missed the mark, because you want somebody that understands those topics to a degree that they can enhance upon, instead of here's, you know, so-and-so does these 5 things, and it's just, you know, where's the kind of meat and potatoes aspect of it. And sometimes, you know, if you're too close to it, you get the meat, potatoes, the side dishes, the dessert, and the to-go boxes, right? A little bit too much. You know, and you're like, oh, I just came for the meat and potatoes. But, you know, from personal experience, I'm kind of on both sides of those fences. So I can really resonate a lot of the pain points that you had just talked about. And also just when you tell me like that 2.5 hours flat, the pain point to me is like, whoa, how is this possible? So I'm curious to know, like, what do you think is that most important thing that comes to creating copy around the story brand? So like, how is that possible?
Yeah. Okay. Well, essentially, I'll start by sharing kind of the fundamentals of every story you've ever read, every movie you've ever watched. They all have essentially the same recipe. And we use that same formula in our website. And I'll talk through that next. But the formula for creating a really compelling story is this. A hero has a problem. So number one, a hero has a problem. Number two, the hero meets a guide with a solution. And number three, the hero finds success. So I'm going to repeat it one more time just so you kind of get it into your memory. Number one, a hero has a problem. And the key to remember here is that you're not the hero. Your client is the hero. And then that hero meets a guide with a solution. You are the guide, business owner. And then number three, the hero finds success. So as the guy, we really help them envision what success looks like and remind them that you know the way and what's possible for you after you solve this problem.
Ooh, I like that. And I feel like that, what you just said, the formula is applicable. And if anyone's watched movies or read books, that makes total sense. It's like you just clicked it all together. And you being the owner of your brand, how different then would your brand be in those case scenarios? So now it's like the books to the movies to the business. I love that.
Yeah. And the thing that I see out there, just 99% of the time, most people get this wrong. And it's just purely because, you know, it's unintentional, right? Everybody is doing their best and they're trying to write copies of their own website and they're thinking, the heck do I talk about? I guess I should talk about me because this is my website. And what I want to share with you today is to kind of think about that differently. So what we really want to do is instead of telling our story, we want to invite our client into a narrative with us where they're the hero of the story and we're the guide in the story. And if you watch any movie, you'll see that hero, the movie begins with a hero with a problem. The guide doesn't even enter into the story until about 20 minutes into the movie or maybe 50 pages into the book. So this is kind of a load off for a lot of business owners to recognize like, oh, this isn't all about me. If I really hone in on my hero's problems, so my client's problems, then they're going to feel seen, they're going to feel heard, they're going to feel connected with me. And the more we articulate their problem and the struggle that they're going through, that immediately they think that we are the best ones to solve it. So we all of a sudden we start building trust and connection, and we haven't even talked about ourselves yet. We've only talked about the hero and their problem. And so it's just it's such a relief when you really implement this formula. It just becomes so much easier to write, and it becomes so much more enjoyable to write too.
Yeah. And like you said, it lets you off the hook. And it's like, how many times do we sit down, not even just a website copy, but like our social media posts or just an email or something like that. We sometimes might overthink it or under deliver because we're not putting ourselves in this, you know, step-by-step kind of guidance to get that individual to recognize that whether it's you that's the solution or the product or the service or maybe a collaboration, whoever that is, you want to position yourself as, I have the answer to your struggles or problems or pain points, whatever that may be. And then using those conversations or the verbiage in your copy to translate that in hopes that that individual is like, this is the answer that I've been looking for. And I need to buy or hire or, you know, talk or whatever that call to action when that transaction happens to be is putting yourself in that the situation of that individual.
So. Right. Yeah. I think you make a really, really good point. You know, I do this mostly for people on their websites, but the formula applies to literally every piece of copy you write, every email you put out there, every social media post that you create, every profile that you fill in on your social media or LinkedIn. It works for everything. And that's why it's so incredibly powerful. And the other thing it does, it just does the work for you in selling, right? You don't have to sell so hard because you're using the words and allowing them to do the work for you.
Yeah, it's very much so. And it's like, if you just kind of hit the nail on the head with your messaging, then it delivers. I love that. And so I guess, you know, kind of going back a little bit to where you were saying the being in the bottle, trying to read the label a little bit too close, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I've either experienced it or have witnessed this in some of the ladies that I've worked with as well. It's like, you know, when you ask them, well, what is the problem you're trying to solve? Sometimes it's even hard to sum that up into like one thing, right? Because when we look at it from like that perspective, there's one thing that triggers this thing, but it ties in with that thing and it's going to fall, you know, so like all these things kind of feel connected. Do you help kind of extract that also so that it's very crystal clear on that message that's tailored to the campaigns or the marketing plan to launch that product or service or whatever that is?
Absolutely. That is part of the process. I mean, when we try and do this work alone, we fumble around, we second guess ourselves, we edit, we write, we type, we delete. And what I do is help guide you and really do the heavy lifting for you. So you might write down three things or might share with me three things and I'll say, the third one, that's the one. And what we really want to remember too is that we want to meet your client where they are. So as experts, we know what their fundamental like problems are. And sometimes they're different than what our client comes to us with. So, you know, Sally might come to you and say, this is my problem. And you'll say, okay, I get it. I hear you. But you know, really, her deeper problem is that she doesn't have a marketing plan or whatever it is. So we don't want to muddy the waters. We just want to say, you know, in their words, what are the problems? And you get on the phone with them that they share with you. And that kind of helps simplify that answer.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true because I mean, I've kind of been on both sides. And I was like, okay, so that's yes. And so even just on the conversing side, like you had said, when our clients come to us and they're like, okay, but this is X, Y, and Z. And you're like, okay, but. And so it's kind of funny to see yourself like step back from that perspective because when we're too close to our own work, it gets all muddy, like you said. And I always like to, you know, the works that you do, I like to say it's kind of like, we, you know, it's Monet. It's like our craft, right? So up close, it's a big old mess, but we have to take that step back to see the beautiful creations that we just, you know, put together. And it's sometimes when we're too close to it, that one little stipple or the one little brushstroke can really change the entirety of that piece that you're working on. And so kind of knowing when to push the gas and pull back and, you know, push on the brake is so helpful. And I love that you really take that, as you said, the heavy lifting and helping your clients to really refine and define and know when to push and pull back. So that's incredible. And so you have that formula, you know, with the recognizing, you know, the story brand part of it and then coming out as that step-by-step guide. So what would you say, you know, for website copy, what are some of the must-haves for a website? Like, I know we want to put everything on, right? And sometimes I'm like, listen, we didn't come here read about your entire life. What are some of the must-haves? Because we always feel like, you know, but it's so important. But what are those sections that you would suggest that every female expert or small business owner should have?
Well, you really need to be able to clearly communicate what you do. So, you know, if I were an accountant, I'm an accountant for people in Portland, Oregon. Like, you don't want to have to make people work to find out what you do. So that's kind of the first thing you want to on the website. You want to help them answer the question, what does this person do and how is it going to make my life better? So once you got that out of the way, then I would immediately go into the what I call the problem section. So articulating that problem, come up with three bullets that really articulate the problem. So, you know, for my clients, it would be, you know, you're stuck because you're not sure what to say when you open up a document or a social media post. You don't have time to write this copy yourselves. And when you hire a copywriter, not only is it expensive, but it doesn't really feel aligned with your voice. So I would just really like get into the heads and the hearts of your clients and articulate, you know, three-ish problems that they're struggling with. And then one of the most important things you can do on your website is really show them what success looks like. So this was really step three in the formula. So you really want to show them, and it's interesting, this part people also struggle with because they tend to talk about the features, like here's the benefits of working with me. And again, I just want to remind you to like get out of the hero role and be the guide. A guide doesn't come in, try and be flashy with features. A guide says, here's where I can take you and here's what's possible for you. So for my clients, I'm just, you know, using this as an example because I know it, you know, through and through. And so for my clients, it's not really about the copy. It's about what can happen in their life once they have copy that's completely dialed in. So all kinds of things happen. I mean, the most immediate one is just you start to make more money because people immediately want to work with you. If you're clear, you're not wasting their time, you're confident, they understand how you're going to benefit their lives. So first time, put their copy, you're going to make more money. Definitely, you're going to show up with more confidence because you know you not only have a website that's working for you 24/7, but you speak about your business differently. Once you have those words, you can more confidently communicate what you do. And then the third thing that happens is you just get more freedom. You don't waste your time on sales calls and trying to explain yourself over and over again because you've got tools that are doing heavy lifting for you. So you've got more time and more freedom, more flexibility. And I mean, who doesn't want that? So that's just an example and like me showing you as the guide, me showing you what's possible for you. And I would want you to do that same thing for your clients. Show them what's possible, like back to the keeping thing. If I'm a bookkeeper, what's possible for this person? If their books are completely dialed in, if their taxes are nailed like ahead of schedule, you know, what happens for those people? They don't have to stress about it. They're not stumbling around trying to figure out their receipts. Maybe they're more confident with their finances. Maybe they have the time to think about what they want to invest in now that they've got their finances in order. So I would just encourage you guys to look at the peak of the mountain. What is the peak of the mountain? And ultimately, what are they going to get after engaging with you?
Right. And I love that you just mentioned that too. And I think when we look at sales pages or any of the copy, sometimes we read about all the things that you can get if you buy the product or services, like all the bells and the whistles. And it's, you know, flashy and sounds all well and good because you want to know like, oh, but if I invest X, Y, and Z, I'm going to get these bonuses and those are pretty cool. But yet though the bells and the whistles aren't going to sell because you're just slapping some band-aids on the problems, right? So you could, you know, sign off on a cast and make it all pretty and stuff, but underneath you're still got, you know, the issues at hand. And so very, very great point there is that how you had said, it's about guiding them through the processes so that you're presenting it in a way that they've already, as they're reading through your copy, they're already imagining them walking through the solutions, the steps. And then at the end is exactly that, a bonus, like, oh, and I get these things. How cool is that? Sign me up right now. Take my credit card. But if they're I don't really know, but oh, well, if they got these bonuses, I mean, that's cool, but I don't know if it's worth my credit card. And so at that point, there's that disconnect and that customer or, you know, potential lead would opt out and move on to the next individual that might be suitable for getting them to that next step. And I assume that you probably see that quite often, especially if somebody's too close to the work, as we call it here, that they don't really see how they're able to navigate through the customer's journey if they don't see that with clarity.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. And you bring up a good point about the bonus list too, because it's not like you shouldn't have those things. There is a time and a place for them. You really want to earn the trust and establish a connection and also establish your role as the guide and their role as the hero and help them really understand how you can make their life better and how you can help them avoid failure, quite frankly. And once you've done all that, right, once you've kind of crafted this story, then of course, like, people do want to dive in a little bit deeper to dot the I's and cross the T's on, you know, some fun bonuses that you're going to offer or what are maybe some details of the program or the course. But that's really secondary to the overarching narrative.
Right. And then, you know, on the other side, you know, going that story brand route versus the individual who tries to DIY it and, you know, like, okay, I'm just going to piecemeal this together and do it myself. So what do you think are some of those pitfalls that somebody who is DIYing it versus somebody who hires out an expert, what is, you know, what are the pitfalls? What are the, obviously, from having to redo it again or something like, you know, cost effectiveness? When do you think it's time to hire a professional copywriter to capture your brand story versus keep going to bat and try to get it right?
Yeah, I love that question because depending on where you are in your journey, the answer could vary, but the reality is there are so many incredible website builders out there. I mean, that's no mystery, right? We've got Squarespace and all the things, think of Jobby, like they're all very intuitive and easy to build on. And they have these templates that are kind of pre-designed for you. And so in many ways, they're pretty foolproof. So, and this is something that I would say, okay, so if you're going to DIY it, build your own website, but save up the money to collaborate with a writer who knows what they're doing. Whether it's me or somebody else, like, you cannot get outside in that bottle without help from somebody else. And that might be a friend or a neighbor or, you know, a family member. But what you really want is somebody who's familiar with the architecture and storytelling and somebody who can ask you the right questions. And so I really think that if you don't want to spend any money at all, buy the book, or if you only want to spend $15, let's just buy the book Building a Story Brand and then go to claritywithchris.com. And I have a freebie there. It's that how to write controlling copy in 5 minutes flat. It's a 5-ish minute video. And I walk you through kind of how to craft your story. And then I give you an opportunity at the end to schedule a free call with me to get feedback. So that's really kind of the most affordable way to get familiar with copy. And then if you're ready to invest, I mean, the work that I do, it's $29.97. So it's $2,997. It's ridiculously affordable for what you get. And essentially, that offer is all about you and me collaborating together to craft your website copy. So it is just working for you, like your top sales employee 24/7. And that's for people who are just like, they're busy. They just need it done in 2.5 hours flat. And they want it done right, but they also really want it to be aligned and resonate with their own voice.
Right. That's so good. And so you kind of hit the the different stages that, you know, some of us women are in, whether we're just getting started and we can only afford to DIY it, and having some of those tools and kind of tips to get to that point. And it's not saying, you know, you can't write your own copy. Is eventually, as you grow your business, you're going to grow your budget, which then would you want to up level that. And so there's different stages. And you probably don't necessarily recommend, I mean, somebody who's coming on board as a complete newbie startup, just going all in and hiring out a copywriter, because then technically you haven't even had that experience yet in your business then to really articulate it, I guess, and to deliver it. And I could be wrong there. I'm just kind of speaking a little bit from experience and also from, again, what I'm hearing from some of our ladies is that, you know, do I have to go all in? I'm just starting out. I don't have that budget. Can I do these things on my own? And the answer is yes, absolutely. And as you grow, you'll realize that you have outgrown your own voice and your own copy and your own criteria or your own limits and, more important, your own time. And that's kind of where you might be on the fence saying, hey, listen, I really want to up level. And if I want to up level and grow, I have to up level my copy, my website, my offers, my products and services. And that's where, you know, you can bring on somebody like Chris or before Chris, read the book and understand how that kind of goes. And so there's different stages. And I love that you walk our listeners through that, because, you know, anyone who's listening can, but I'm not there, or, oh, I'm there. So what's next? And I think it's so important to kind of touch upon that, because you don't have to be ready and you don't have to have everything all figured out, but just getting started is the number one thing that you can do today. And so, like you said, with your offer, I mean, you can't go wrong. Like, go there and fill it out and, you know, discovery call with you. And I mean, could she make it any more easier? Like, seriously. So I did. This has been incredible. I mean, you fill out the form, you do all the stuff, and you follow up with you, and then that's where you get that connection call. And it, having Chris's feedback, I mean, I see so much value right there.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to echo your point that you just shared, which was the way I heard it was, you, there's nothing more valuable than just doing the work. It's just the work that you're doing. So you can learn about your clients. You can learn about the type of people you like working with. And you can learn about the type of work you love doing. So I guarantee you, you know, if you are just starting literally today, that you might write some copy that feels true for you. And then in a year from now, you'll revisit it and you'll be like, oh yeah, look, I learned so much. Like, you know, 6 months in or 8 months in, and now I'm clearer on the people I want to work with, and I'm clearer on the hurdles that they're wanting to overcome and that you can help them overcome. So I think, you know, sometimes what gets missed in, you know, this culture of just entrepreneurship and this is what you need to do is giving yourself the grace and taking a 6 months to a year and literally just doing the work and feeling your way through and feeling the rhythm of the type of work and letting that organically evolve over time, and then coming in and starting to do your copy. You don't have to go all in right on the get. Definitely not.
Yeah. And probably not advisable either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you have the time, right, you can, but yeah. Most of us live pretty busy, and, you know, there's, you know, two free resources I share with you that aren't very time consuming, and then, yeah, give it some time and then dive in when you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely, and you make such a great point there. It's just, you know, if you're just starting out, give yourself that time, 6 months to a year, and kind of almost at that point, insert yourself and do some pro bono work, because then you get the hands-on experience. And, you know, before you invest all the money up front to go out, and unless you have 100% certain clarity and the budget to do so, then you can go. But anyone who's just starting out, you might just be like, oh, I'm 100%, you know, going all in on my fitness coaching business. And then you get into the fitness coaching business, you're like, yeah, this isn't exactly the direction I want to go. I want to, you know, tailor more towards like nutrition or mindset or something like that. But, you know, if you've already spent that money up front, you got to go back and kind of do it again. So that's why, you know, kind of kind of proceed with caution, I guess, would be the advice that I would suggest, and maybe a little bit from you, Chris, and like at least just know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say proceed with caution. I would say dive in and follow your heart and do the work, but like have fun with it and learn and keep iterating. And I guess that's what I want to say is like it's an iterative process. So proceed with caution if you're going to blow a bunch of money on someone to do it for you and you're just starting. For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's where my little caution flag goes.
Totally. Totally. Agreed. And if you're really excited about what you're about to do and you really want to get good at it and quickly, then learn the fundamentals of the story. Keep iterating. Keep, you know, going through my freebie and refining it. Do the same freebie every couple months and see how it evolves and changes over time. And that's probably the most powerful thing you can do is to really dive in with both feet and get familiar with how to tell a compelling story. And then that way you can use it in literally every aspect of your business.
Yeah, so true. And once you really own that story has power. And it will just deliver for you, like you said, running automatically in the background through your website, through your written copy for websites, social media, emails, whatever that is. And so owning that is so, so powerful. And even the story brand itself really encapsulates that because there, again, when you're telling a story, it's that connection. And even right before Chris and I hopped on, I was just telling her about a new term that I had learned. And it kind of, you know, plays off a little bit of the storytelling, but it's called client telling. And if you're in the service of, you know, selling or retail or e-commerce or any of that, that client telling is similar to the storytelling. Like you get to learn the narrative of your clients so that they're telling you what they're looking for, what they shop the most, when they, how often they shop, what their frequency, their needs, their expectations are. And so you learn a lot from your client telling that can be used into your brand storytelling. And so bringing those two, if you're kind of a little trick that I just learned, but I don't know if it's been out for a while, but I just learned it.
I haven't heard that term before, but I really love it. And the way I interpret that term, client telling, is really positioning your communication in a way that invites your client into a narrative with you. So your communication is based on what's important to your client. What do they care about? And if we do nothing else, like that's the most powerful thing that we can do with our communication. It's really deeply care about our clients, we communicate to them around the things that they care about and that matter to their dreams, their pains, their struggles, their goals, all of that stuff that we're all kind of scanning the environment. It's really interesting. I don't like sharing this fact, but everybody knows it to be true because it sounds kind of negative, but as humans, we really only care about ourselves. Like, of course, we love our family. And of course, we have friends and we care about other people. But we're wired to scan the environment around us to figure out how we can survive and thrive. And that's why our brains turn off when we're reading copy or it's boring, because there's a switch in our head and our brain that goes, not helping me survive and thrive, off. You know, moving on to the next post. And so when we know that and we understand that, you know, our brains are wired to figure out how we're going to survive and thrive, then you base your communication with that in mind, it changes.
So good. And that's so true. It is. And as much as we don't want to say, but yeah, we are very self-centered in that, you know, the ecosphere that we're in, right? We only see things from our own perspective and our own lens. So that's how it kind of passes through our self-filtration system. So kind of, you know, we have to have that center self-focal point, but we got to be wise with that intention behind it too.
Yeah, and that's why we've survived and thrived as humans. I mean, this is why we're the species that we are, is because we are wired that way. So it's not a bad thing, but it's really eye-opening thing when you recognize and you write with that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has just been an incredible conversation. I know that you delivered such value from just kind of bringing some highlights to the bullet points to what to look for, what not to look for, and all the goods. And of course, you know, the free stuff that you are giving out for our listeners, and knowing that whether they don't know what they're, you know, getting into or just have some questions, taking that free, you know, your free mini training series, compelling copy, and knowing that they can click back on a link and have a conversation with you about it. And so that's incredible, because you don't know until you have that. Sometimes we're, like you said, we're me, myself, and I, it's great to have a fresher perspective or somebody who's experienced in there to help bring in some clarity, some direction, and sometimes just somebody to kind of help hash out what you're working through.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So the freebie is Clarity with Chris, and my name's Chris K. ClarityWithChris.com. And then you can also check out my offer at RedDoorDesigns.com. It's RedDoorDesigns.com, and I'll walk you through the process.
Awesome. And of course, all that will be in our show notes. And if anyone wants to follow along with you on your social media, how can somebody reach out? Is your website your best contact, or which one would be your best?
Definitely check out my website. That would probably be the best place to connect with me. And then you can also find me on Instagram at RedDoorDesign with no S at the end.
Awesome. All right. Well, all of that will be in the show notes below, so be sure to check that out. And I just want to thank you, Chris, for coming on and just sharing your awesome wisdom and just your experience and everything that you have delivered for us today. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Rachel. It was really a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.